Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Nicholas Claxton, after a play was over, stood over Joel Embiid. He pulled an Allen Iverson, you know, the thing that Philadelphia fans love. And Joel Embiid responded by thrusting his leg up and kicking his testicular region. That happened on a basketball court. It happened after a play was over, and he was not ejected. So I take it very personal when anyone wants to tell me or lecture me about when Joel Embiid should be ejected from a game. They made a decision a year ago to not eject him when he did something, in my humble opinion, maybe a little biased, that was far dirtier. He literally kicked a man in the balls when a play was over. And I'm not over it. And I'll never be over it. And when the association made a decision to not eject him and to not suspend him, then quite frankly, they made a decision that unless he murders somebody on a court, he's not going to be ejected. So do not lecture me about, he tried to injure Mitchell Robinson. Dude, it was dirty. I agree. That was dirtier.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, when they made that decision a year ago, it would bother me if he was ejected last night. I take it personal if he was ejected last night because he should have been ejected a year ago. So understand this, Nick fans. I'm on your side. I'm not your enemy. I hate him more than you hate him. And yeah, that's why I cannot sign off on he should have been ejected because he should have been ejected a year ago. He should have been suspended a year ago, and they didn't do a damn thing. And over my dead body, should they do something last night but not do something a year ago?
It rings of we can't make the best or eject the best player in this series right now, Joel Embiid, who was great last night as an offensive player, scoring, but as a dirty player. We can't eject the best player in this series and have the Knicks go up 3-0 and then the ratings will tank. Then it becomes uninteresting.
Wow.
It becomes uninteresting. Seriously, the Knicks are up 3-0 and Joel Embiid is not playing in the second half of that game. It becomes an uninteresting series.
So you're accusing the NBA of being a little rigged. Is that what you're saying?
But Evan, they went and looked at it, right?
Yeah.
They went and looked at it. And is this a flagrant one or is this a flagrant two?
Should have been a flagrant two. Is that what you're saying?
He grabbed both of his legs, basically was trying to hurt him in some capacity.
Okay.
How is that not a flagrant
two? I saw him do
it. It's an intentional foul.
I get it. I saw him do worse.
Yes, of course. From your perspective, I agree.
So I take it personal. I saw him do worse.
Yes,
so what was the reason last year? Because nobody gave a crap about the Nets. So it wasn't about that. Mm-hmm. It was that they don't want to eject stars from games.
You know why?
Why?
Because he was winning the MVP last year.
Okay.
I'm giving you the reasons why this is occurring, and he's not being punished appropriately.
I agree.
And you get star rules, right? And last year he was a superstar. He was the MVP, and they didn't do it. And this year they're trying to protect at least it feels like. I'm not saying they're doing this on purpose. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy because that will require multiple levels of complicity, and I can't prove that. But it feels like if they eject Joel Embiid and the Knicks win and they go up 3-0 in this series, and it's over, right? New York, Philly, the market, two of the biggest markets in this country, it becomes an irrelevant series.
I understand
that. And they can't let that happen.
I understand that perspective. I'm sure there are a lot of Knicks fans that share that perspective. I see a guy that's already proven he can get away with anything on the court. So
yeah,
why change
that's
now?
Fact.
Why
that's
change
fact.
Now? But here's where you need to apologize to me.
Me?
You ready? Yeah. I want you to apologize to me.
Go ahead.
I opened this show because I'm a man of honor, a man of word that said, hey, Tiki, you were right about J.J. McCarthy. You were right. Now, I was right about a lot of things from last night's game, but there's only one specific thing I want credit for. It's not the role player thing. That's not, nothing to do with that. It's not Embiid being dirty. It's not the Sixers will do better on the offensive glass. It's none of that about being right. It's the idea that 2 days ago, Nick Nurse made a decision. And his decision was, I'm going to file a complaint to the NBA about the officiating. We all knew it was a baby move, but I explained it as a smart move, as a Phil Jacksonian kind of move. Mm-hmm. And then what we witnessed last night, and I'm not going to go through every foul, but what I will give the Knicks fan is they got to the line 33 times. Joel Embiid got to the line 21 times, and you got to the line 19 times. That game was officiated very differently last night, and you want to know why? And I know I can't prove it, but you want to know why?
Yes.
Because they made a stink about the officiating. It's a Phil Jackson playbook move. And here's my advice. Again, because I'm the IBO now, I will be very independent. You know what I would do if I'm the New York Knicks? I would file a complaint this morning. That's what I would have done. I'd respond. I'd say, okay, you want to play two? Want to have some fun? And I would file the complaint of nothing be called Embiid when he made contact with iHeart. I'd use that. I'd use many of the moments where Joel got to the line. And look, that may sound like I'm being a baby. I'm not being a baby. I'm evaluating. The Sixers did something strategic a few days ago. Mm-hmm. You guys, Knicks fans, responded with their babies. And I said, maybe they are, but there's a reason behind why they're doing it. And now I'm suggesting you should do the same thing. Because the Sixers got the whistle last night, similarly to how you got the whistle down the stretch in game two. And if you want to play this game, play the game.
Yeah, I feel like I think we're getting to the point where NBA officials need to wear earbuds, right? Like soundproof. You know the things you have to wear when you're on TV and it blocks out? Well, actually, you guys don't know this because you've never done it. But if you're on the sideline of it, I'm being honest.
That was
honest,
very arrogant.
It's not even that. I just know you haven't done it. If you're on the sideline of an NFL field,
yes,
you can't hear Jack.
Right.
And so you have to have these like noise-canceling headphones, you know, just like these, but it fully blocks your ear. So you hear nothing except for what's coming into the stream. I feel like NBA officials have got to the point where they need to have those things. They need to be able to block out the noise.
You think the crowd affects it?
I think the crowd affects it. I think the nonsense of players bitching and moaning at them affects it. Dude. Like all of that. So if they could find a way, and this way they can communicate, like someone can be saying things to them if they need to, but it blocks out all of the ambient noise. Because how else do you explain that unless they are fully being influenced by the home court?
Yeah, I think
it's a shame, right? It should come down to the basketball, to the things that are actually happening, not the emotion that's permeating at a specific arena.
There is truth to that. I think that the bitching in this series from both sides has been very tough to watch.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers are filled with crybabies. And I know that's uncomfortable to hear because you think they're crybabies and they think you're crybabies. I'm telling you right now, you're both a bunch of crybabies.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.